Tom McFrost from Straight Shooters are on the air. And here comes Tom Mix, America's favorite cowboy.
Hachoney Cowboy!
Bread is open for your breakfast. Start the day off shining bright. Gives you lots of cowboy energy with a flavor that's just right. It's delicious and nutritious, bite-sized and ready to eat. Take a sip from home, go and tell your mom, shredded loaf and can't be beat.
The Tom McFrost and Straight Shooters bring you another episode in the mystery of the Hurricane Horse. Even as Tom Mix talks to one of you Straight Shooters to get your advice about the strange actions of the Hurricane Horse, the horse itself puts in a sudden appearance outside the TM Bar Ranch house and fiercely attacks Tony. We're with Tom and Sheriff Mike Shaw as reaching the front door and rushing out onto the porch.
That's a present tower, old home. Look at him. That Hurricane Horse is business.
Yes, but so does Tony.
Tom, we got to do something. We can't just stand here while them two kill each other.
Now, Tony didn't start this, but I don't want to shoot that other horse. He's too good a one. Only one thing to do, and that's to rope him. Hey, Vinegar, grab that rope up at the corral fence.
I got it. Now
hurry up, you molasses, in January.
No, it's too late. He's broken away from Tony. Looks like he's had enough, by heaven.
Yeah, but Tony hasn't, though.
Yeah, Tony, come on, boy.
He's
itching
to put his brand on this maverick, Tony.
Oh, Tom,
where are you going?
After that hurricane horse. All right, Tony. Cowboy, cow!
Almost at the same moment, he vaults into the saddle, even as Tony the Wonder Horse rears and plunges ahead onto the chase. Tom is uncoiling his own lariat, his eyes on the Hurricane Horse ahead. In a moment, we're going to hear a tense and thrilling episode. But first, would you like to make breakfast as exciting as a circus and as packed with fun as a three-day rodeo? Then just do this. Ask Mother to bring home a red and white checkerboard package of shredded Ralston the next time she goes to the grocery. Shredded Ralston is the cereal everybody gets excited about. Made of whole wheat, each little golden brown shredded Ralston biscuit is bite-sized. That's right, each little crisp, toasty biscuit is bite-sized and fits right on your spoon for easy eating. And shredded Ralston has a flavor that's out of this world. A flavor so unusual, so delicious, the flavor secret is actually patented. Shredded Ralston packs plenty of cowboy energy, the kind of up-and-at-em energy you need to be a leader, a winner, and a real straight shooter. So get on the breakfast bandwagon. Ask Mother to pick up a package of Shredded Ralston. She'll be glad to when you tell her it's energy-rich whole wheat, ready to eat, and tastes so swell, it makes breakfast the best meal of the day. Now, we're in the saddle with Tom Mix as he races after the Hurricane Horse.
Fine, Tony. Fine, son. You're gaining on him. Come on, son. That horse sure can run, though. He's terrific. A little more, Tony. A little more, son. I'll get this rope on him. Come on, Tony. Come on, son. Don't let him pull away from you, son. That's it. That's it. Another few seconds now. Now! I got him! Hold, Tony! Hold! Hold! Back! Back, son! Back! Atta boy! Hold him, Tony! Hold him, son! I'll get as close to him as I can, but too much for one man, I'm afraid. Oh, good. Here comes Mike and the boys.
Hold it, Tom! Hold it till we get there!
That's easier said than done, partner. Critter was well named by Crazy Fox. He's a hurricane on 4 feet. All right, boys. Get as many ropes on him as you can. And watch it. Stay clear of him.
All right, Tom! All right!
Come on, Mike. Snap out of it. Snap out of it.
Tom waltz me around again, will he? I ain't never seen such a bodacious critter since Redskin.
Mike, will you from deep?
Get a rope on him, Mike.
Yeah, Tom. He's wonderful, but he's ornery, too. Ornery varmint, if there ever was one.
Hey, now, what in the name of roses and sweet tea?
Oh, that's a passing sourdough. That critter started to act as gentle as a lamb. Look at him, Tom, look at him. Standing there just as quiet as can be.
Oh, that's funny. What could have happened to gentle him down like that?
Exactly. Don't make sense. It just don't. Here, I'll see if I can't get closer to him now.
Hey, look out, Vinegar.
Don't fret, son. I'm over the next county already.
All right, hold him, boys, hold him. Hey, you, Clearwater. Get your twain on that foreleg. All right, take it. Hop to it.
All right. He's playing possum, that's what he was. He is a varmint. Hey, what's in thunderation? Tom, he's doing it again. One minute he's tearing up the ground in a horn-tossing, sod-pawing mood, and the next minute he's just as gentle as a baby. What does it to him, Tom?
If you ask me, you do.
Me?
I think so. It's happened twice now. Guess I'm feeding on the wrong range. He steadies down every time he hears your voice. See how close you can get to him, Mike?
Yeah, Tom, yeah, yeah. There, now, it's all right, boy. Don't be scared of nothing like that. Yeah, we're partners, you and me are. I knowed it the minute I set eyes on you. Yeah, shut, you ain't no killer. I don't know myself what comes over you, but I know it ain't rightly in you to kill.
Mike! Look out, partner! Mike!
Over at Big Indian, outside that penny arcade you and I paid a visit to yesterday, another scene is taking place that merits our attention. You notice that boy who's just coming down the street? Nice looking fella, isn't he? Well, that's Buck Anderson, Sheriff Anderson's son. Buck's a senior at Big Indian High and captain of the baseball team, too. Very popular guy. But as he comes down the street, you can see there's something wrong. He looks worried. He keeps one eye on his father's office at the other end of the street. As he reaches the door of the penny arcade, he gives a quick look around, then starts to enter when...
Buck!
What? Lucy, what are you doing here?
Buck, what is it? What's wrong? You can tell me.
What are you talking about? Look, Lucy, I...
Buck, I only want to help you. I know you're in some kind of trouble. You cut classes yesterday. Looks like you're going to cut them again today. Come here.
Well, what's it to you?
It's everything to me. You know that.
Well, look, Lucy, I can handle my own affairs, see? I know you mean it for the best, but don't interfere.
In what?
You'll be late for your own classes if you don't get a move on.
Are you coming with me?
I can't. I...
Oh, Buck, what is it? What's making you throw everything aside, everything that's important? You know how important your classes are this year, especially if you want to go to college.
Well, maybe I don't want to go to college, huh?
You don't want to? Now, I know there's something wrong. Why, when we plan things together, the home we're going to have when we're married someday, things like that. You've always been the one who said we ought to wait till we're finished with college. You're the one who always said that...
I know what I've said, but...
But what?
Well, look, will you please go away? Will you please leave me alone? I got things in my mind. I got things I got to straighten out. And don't ask questions.
All right, Buck.
I'll be along. May have to miss the first class history, but I'll make the rest. Now, don't worry.
Don't worry, Buck. Oh, okay, I'll try not to. I'll see you later at school?
Yeah, sure, I'll see you. Oh, gosh, what have I got myself into? Well, I got myself into it, and I'll get myself out of it. Here goes.
Greetings and salutations, Buck. What are you doing here this early?
Mr. Jones around Volcano?
Yeah, right over there with the jukebox.
Thanks.
Ain't got a cigarette on you, have you?
No, I don't smoke. Thought you were giving it up.
Well, now and then. You know how it is. You get a yen for just a puff, maybe.
Yeah. Mr. Jones?
Now, look. You've come to argue with me, Buck Anderson.
Not argue, Mr. Jones. I have to straighten something out with you, that's all.
Well, all right. You can do that by paying me the $400 you owe me.
Look, Mr. Jones, when you got me into what I thought was a friendly bet on a pinball game...
I got you in a bet. It's always the same. Always blaming me for things that I never did. Just like your father blamed me for something that I didn't do years ago. Sent me up, too.
Look, Mr. Jones, I don't know anything about that, but... Well, look, tonight we were betting on the pinball game, and you said, let's bet five,
yeah.
Let's bet 10, 25.
Yeah.
I thought you meant a nickel or a dime or a quarter. I didn't know we were betting dollars.
Well, you know it now.
But I can't pay you the $400.
And your father will have to pay it.
Look, that's what I come here to talk to you about. Please don't go to my dad, Mr. Jones. If he knew I'd been gambling, even when I thought it was just a friendly little bet,
look, he'd give you a good larrapin with a razor strap. Is that it?
No. With anything like that, I could take it. It's just that, well, it hurt him. It hurt him real deep. I don't want to hurt my dad, Mr. Jones.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you a chance to win it back.
If you mean what I think you do, I...
We'll play one game of pinball. We'll bet the whole 400. Now, if you win...
Yeah, but suppose I don't win. I'll owe you 800.
Well, That's the chance you take.
I can't afford to take that chance, Mr. Jones.
That's your business. But I want the $400 you owe me by tonight, or I'll have to go to your father. I'll just have to.
Well, look, can't you give me a little more time? Can't
you? You've had a full week already.
Yeah, I know, but...
$400 by tonight, Buck Anderson, or I go to your father. And don't blame me, either. People are always blaming me for things that I never...
Hey, Wimper! Phone call!
All right, Volcano. Now, Buck, go away and stop bothering me.
Couldn't you give me till tomorrow night?
Tonight! I've waited long enough.
Right there, Wimper.
I know where the phone is, Volcano. I know where it is. Yes, hello. Yes, Joker, yes. What is it? Oh, no. No, you're kidding, Joker. You... But how? Oh, knuckle-headed fool. I knew you'd go too far. I knew you would. Tried to kill Sheriff Shaw. And did he? Well, that's something to be grateful for. Now, you listen to me, you pea-brained idiot. You've got to get that horse away from Mix. Yes. Yes. They're bound to think he's a killer. And they'll put him out of the way, and that'll spoil my whole plan. I don't know how you're going to do it, but do it. You heard me, Joker. Get that horse away from Mix, or you'll force me to do something very unpleasant. Very unpleasant, Joker. Yes. Goodbye. Blasted fool, let Mix get his hands on the red chestnut. I knew he'd go too far.
That kind of knocks your whole scheme into cocked hats, don't it?
Well, if it does, if Joker doesn't get that horse back, I'll have to think of something else.
Yeah. What about Chef Anderson's kid?
Well, that part of my scheme's coming along fine. Just fine.
Good. And to come relax and have a smoke on that. Got a butt?
Are you going to give up smoking or aren't you?
You know how it is, Wimper. You know how it is.
What scheme was Whimpering Jones talking about? And how do Buck Anderson and the Hurricane Horse figure it? Say, what about Mike? How badly was he hurt? We'll know tomorrow, so be sure to be with Tom Mix and his Ralston Straight Shooters then for the next surprising episode of The Mystery of the Hurricane Horse. Say, have you any gulp it down and go breakfast eaters in your family? You know, the kind that rush to the breakfast table, gulp down their orange juice, gulp down their coffee, nibble on a piece of toast, slap their hats on their heads, and dash off to work. Well, if you have, then serve Shredded Ralston. Boy, oh boy, Shredded Ralston has a flavor that's so good, it tastes so swell, that your family will not only enjoy it right down to the last crisp bite, but they'll stick around for second helping. Made of whole wheat, baked into crisp, toasty little bite-sized biscuits that fit right on your spoon for easy eating, Shredded Ralston is a real up-and-atom energy breakfast that'll help every member of your family get going and keep going. And it's so rich in energy, even a little does a lot for you. So pick up a red and white checkerboard package of Shredded Ralston tomorrow and treat your family to the bite-sized, whole wheat, ready-to-eat cereal that tastes so swell, it makes breakfast the best meal of the day.
Shredded Ralston for your breakfast. Start the day all shining bright. Gives you lots of cowboy energy with a flavor that's just right.
For better breakfast, it's Ralston. 1, 2, 3. Tom Mix was played by Curly Bradley and written by George Lother. Don Gordon speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.